From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Mugabe had faced intense pressure to step down from the military, from his former deputy, and from powerful war veterans, and from growing numbers of ordinary Zimbabweans. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
After a week of house arrest, negotiations, loud protests, and finally impeachment proceedings, Robert Mugabe's epic 37-year tenure as Zimbabwe's head of state has ended. Speaker Jacob Mdenda read Mugabe's resignation letter just after Parliament had moved to bigger facilities to begin impeachment proceedings. With the words, quote, "I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation with immediate effect." The house erupted into cheers, which spread to the streets of Harare, the capital. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe called Tuesday a historic moment for the country and said Zimbabwe must move toward free elections in which Zimbabweans choose their own leaders. The U.S. Africa Command says an American military drone strike has killed more than 100 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. Military officials told VOA the strike on Tuesday hit an al-Shabaab training camp in the Bay region, about 200 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. This is VOA News.